Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Word Board today with Reverend Andre Thompson.
Get ready for real talk, real life issues in the next half hour.
The next voice you will hear will be no other than Reverend Andre Thompson.
Well, good afternoon and God bless you. This is yours truly, Apostle Andre Thompson. I'm coming to you live right now out of the studios for the Word for Today Ministry Radio Broadcast. And we're just delighted to come into your home, your office, on the internet, wherever you may be. We just want to thank you. We welcome you to join us on today. We have truly been having a wonderful week in the Lord. Amen. And yesterday we had a wonderful time with Catherine Lloyd Diaz. Amen. She's doing a wonderful job raising money to help the homeless. And today, we're going to continue on with our special guest, amen, Prophetess Wendy Key. Now, let me tell you something. You need to call somebody, you need to tell someone to tune in, to click on my Facebook page, click on the links, whatever you got to do. Don't miss this word on today. My goodness, I'm telling you, we're just excited just to see what God is going to do. Wendy Key is a God-fearing wife, mother, and entrepreneur. She is the founder of Women to Women Ministries and is a licensed and ordained minister. Wendy has a heart to reach, teach, and mentor young women, especially women who are in transition and ready to embark upon better opportunities in life. I want you to know that Prophetess Wendy Key also consults individuals in writing, publishing, and marketing, and clean and positive-based books. My goodness. So let me tell you, you're going to definitely need to connect with this powerful woman of God. I want to give you her a web page and an email address right now, but we're going to give it to you again throughout this broadcast before I bring it out. Amen. But you can definitely contact Prophetess Wendy Key at www.wendykeytv.com. Once again, that's www.wendykeytv.com. Or you can email her at prayingforyou@wendykey.org. Once again, prayingforyou@wendykey.org. Amen. Well, now I got that all out the way and gave you an introduction of who's coming on today. I'm going to bring her on the air right now. Good afternoon. How you doing, Prophetess Wendy Key?
Hello. Thank you. I'm blessed, and it's just wonderful to be here. Thank you so much for having me. I tell you, God is truly amazing. Yes, I'm just so excited.
Amen. And I'm excited too. I'm in like high expectation, and I'm humbled, and I'm so flattered that you answered the call to join us on today. So you have a lot going on outside of being a God-fearing wife, mother, entrepreneur. You have also, you're the founder of Women to Women Ministries. I mean, you have so much going on, my goodness. And we definitely applaud you. And I want to just move out the way and, you know, allow God just to use you, woman of God. And, you know, but before you go ahead and minister to the people, I just want to ask you real shortly about the woman-to-woman ministries, if you don't mind, just sharing a little something on how God gave you the idea and concept.
Oh, yeah, sure. That would be great to get into. Actually, I became born again when I was about 23 years old. And being 23 years old, I was lost and confused, a single parent, and I didn't know which way in life that I wanted to head in. And so as I invited Christ into my heart as my Lord and Savior, the Lord began to show me things, show me concepts, ideas, strategies, insights, and things like that over the course of the years
on how to become a better mother, on single parenting, and things such as it can go as far as I opened up a business, and one of the businesses that I opened was actually a financial business, and it helped people to get their credit straight. And so it was a process of the Lord healing me mentally, physically, financially, and just really doing a whole work on the inside of me. And, you know, we all know that we never really quite arrive to the destination it is that God has for you. But just being on the potter's wheel and just being for him to mold us and shape us, he'll actually bring us to the point that he will have for us to be. So Woman to Woman Ministry started out years ago on my embark of going through hurt, loneliness, depression, fear, and I began to get into the Word of God for myself, and I began to separate myself from the things that I was addicted to and the things that in the world you love to do, you know, such as clubbing and smoking cigarettes and, you know, doing a lot of things that young people enjoy doing. And when the Lord came into my heart and saved me, he began to show me that we can overcome many obstacles in our life through not only the Word of God, having that foundation, but through fasting and prayer. And we must have a disciplined and consistent life with the Lord. I know that sometimes in our lives, in our walk with Christ, some of us may feel like we're up one day, we're down the other day. And sometimes our lives may feel like we're on an emotional roller coaster. But when we lay down those basic principles in our life of seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, when we lay down those basic principles of making sure that we're in a church, a God-fearing church that is a Bible-believing church, and making sure that we get the word in us for ourselves, God can begin to transform us. He can begin to renew our minds. And I often tell people that just the change that the Lord made on the inside of me was like night to day. I mean, if you could have just saw the person I was before, but through meditating on his word, meditating on the scriptures, memorizing his word, fighting the enemy off of my life with the word of God, God really begins to help me to triumph in situations that, you know, I can't even really go into detail with today because it's just so much. It would take me hours to explain to you just the massive things that the Lord has done in my life.
Amen. Well, I definitely thank you. And like you said, it does take some time. You know, when you go through God, he one thing he does do over time of years of serving him, it becomes volumes of information and testimonies. Yes. But at this time, anyone that's joined us on the airwaves right now that's listening, I want to introduce to you right now Prophetess Wendy. Amen. She is the founder of Woman to Woman Ministries, and we're about to move out the way and give the microphone and room to her so she may minister to you, give you what God has to say. Amen.
Praise the Lord. You know, in the Word of God in Psalms 1, it declares that we are to meditate, and Joshua 1:8, it declares that we are to meditate on the word day and night. And God wants us to meditate on that word. And as I mentioned earlier, when we begin to really meditate on that word and get the word of God in our eyes, get it in our ears, and just let the word of God begin to come out of our mouth, we can begin to do the imaginable things that we would not even think that were possible. I can remember there were times in my life where I struggled. I struggled with the spirit of fear, and I didn't realize that the spirit of fear had came to me as a familiar spirit generationally, because that was something that my mother also dealt with, as well as my grandmother, that I heard about a little bit later on. And as I was struggling with the spirit of fear, I was very scared to sleep in the dark. I mean, I was scared to speak in public. I just had so many issues that the spirit of fear stemmed from in my life. But as I began to look at the scripture, and I began to go into 2 Timothy 2:15, and it declares that God did not give me the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of sound mind. And as I think about that scripture, I think about, well, if God didn't give me the spirit of fear, then this spirit of fear must come from the enemy. It must come from him, because God did not give me that spirit of fear. But many times when we're challenged in our lives with difficulties and you know, just the circumstances in our life that seem unsurmountable, We need to get the word of God and speak the word of God over those situations and over those circumstances. And it always helps to know the word of God. You know, so many times I believe that, you know, we as Christians, sometimes we can, you know, get stuck in a rut. And I mean, I know that it may not necessarily be with everyone, but I know me, myself, in my life, I've been through this before where, you know, you go to church every Sunday, you try your best to do everything right, but you feel like you're going around in circles and you feel as though you're not progressing. Well, God is a God of progression. And how we progress in the Lord and how we reach our full destinies is through, number one, we have to not only fast and pray and get a foundation of the word, but we have to surrender our lives to God. I know that, you know, we're just, everybody was born for a reason. You know, different people were born to do different things. And God said in his word that he knew us before he formed us in the womb. He knew us when we was in our mother's womb. He knew what it was. He had a destiny and he had a plan for our life. So many times in life, when we feel as though we are not going or we're not growing in the direction that we need to do, could it perhaps be that we need to throw our hands up and say, Lord, it's not my will, but let your will be done. I've tried to do everything that it is that I can do. But, Father, I need for you to work miracles in my life. I need for you to break the chains of addiction. I need for you, Father, to lead me and guide me. And one of the most pivotal points in my life was when I asked the Lord. I mean, I was struggling. I said, Lord, I said, what was it that I was born to do? I mean, I know you put me on this earth for a reason. And when I began to seek him, seek his word, stay in the word of God, abide in prayer, and try to assemble myself with the saints, because we realize that the word of God does declare that we cannot forsake ourselves with the assembling of the saints. We must do it. We must be around other people, other believers. And I know that a lot of times, and I've even reached points in my life, you know, just admitting it, I've reached points in my life throughout my whole 16-year journey where it's been seasons in my life where I did not go to church. And I do believe some of those seasons that God did use for the good. And what I mean by that was to break some things off of me. You know, sometimes we can carry a spirit of religion, or we can carry certain mannerisms, things that, you know, the church does, but it's not necessarily what it is, how God would have us. But I just encourage everyone that's listening today that if you don't have a church home, if you don't have a pastor, a godly leader who is in the word of God, to find a church home, because that is the first place that the Lord can really begin to do miraculous wonders in your life. And the second thing is to get to know the word of God for yourself. The word of God declares to study, to show yourself as proof. You know, we can't live on our mother's faith or our grandmother's faith. We got to get in the word of God for ourselves. And the third thing that I want to, you know, leave with everyone is to establish a lifestyle of prayer. Not only prayer, but, you know, in the word of God, it declares that some things don't go but with fasting and prayer. And we remember the story in the Bible when Jesus, his disciples came to him and said, well, why couldn't we cast the spirit out? And he said, because some things don't come but with fasting and prayer, meaning that there are some things in our lives, there are some strongholds in our lives, there are some areas in our lives that we are not going to get delivered from until we turn down our plates. And many of us, they don't want to fast. Many of us, we don't want to pray. But some victories that we have, we're going to have to just pray, ask God to lead us, direct us. We're going to have to center our lives around God. We're going to have to surrender our lives to God and quit trying to do things in our own strength and in our own power and say, Lord, I need for you to do this for me. And, you know, there are some times in our life where we might have problems and struggles, and we feel like we keep taking the problem back out of God's hand because we're worrying about it. And truly, when we're worrying about something, we can't be worrying and praying at the exact same time. So what we need to do is to put it in God's hands, keep it in his hands, and when the thing comes back up to our mind, when we constantly think about whatever it is that we need for the Lord to do for us or deliver us from, then we say, God, I give it to you. I'm asking you to break this addiction. I'm asking you to lead me, Father. Give me the job that you want me to have, Father. Let me move to the city or the, you know, whatever area you want me to move to. I ask you. And, you know, many times we need to learn to step out on faith. We need to learn to step out on faith and follow God and trust God and take him at his word. We all remember the scripture in the Bible when Jesus was walking on the water and he came to Peter, and all of them were so scared because they thought they saw a ghost. And when he walked up and Peter began to, he took his foot and put it out of the boat and he began to walk on the water. But when he began to look at the storms that were around him, look at the circumstances and not really realize what was going on in the spiritual, he began to sink. And that's what God is saying to his people today. He's saying to his people today that doubt and unbelief can kill off the blessings of God in your life. God is saying, trust me. Lean on me. Depend on me. Lean not to my own understanding. Acknowledge me in all of your ways, and I will direct your path. Many of us wake up, and we go to work, and we go about our day doing the things that we need to do, and we say a hurried and a rushed prayer sometimes. And I know that all the time it doesn't take a lot of prayer, but much prayer is much power. Little prayer is little power, and no prayer is no power. If we want the power of God in our life, if we want the power of God to reign on our circumstances, we need to begin to pray without ceasing. We need to begin to pray all the time when we think about it. And I know that many people might say that, oh, that's hard to do. I really don't think about praying like that all the time. I mean, I have to have a life too, you know, but when you think about it, I mean, there are times when I'm driving in my car, and as I'm driving in my car and it's just me by myself, I turn down my radio and I begin to say, God, I just give you this day. I give you this moment. I give you this hour. I'm asking you, Father, just to show me what you want me to do, God. I need you every step of the way. I can't walk without you holding my hand. I can't do anything, Father, without your power. And when we humble ourselves to God, God can begin to exalt himself through us when we realize that it is him that is doing the exalting. You know, 2 Chronicles 2:15 also declares that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. And when I look at that verse, I mean, that's one of the verses that is the foundation in my life. Now God is saying, he said, if my people, so that means God is talking about his people, the born-again people that are already saved, the born-again people that are already in the word. He says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves. And when I think about that, that means that we have to humble ourselves. You know, we have to humble ourselves. I mean, even sometimes, you know, in life, just with the circumstances that are going on, sometimes if we don't humble ourselves, God will humble us for us, or he will allow the enemy to bring something on us to humble us. So it's important to, you know, live a life with God of confession, repentance, humbling yourself, and realizing that you're not going to cross every T, you're not going to dot every I, but we have a God that is a God of grace. He is a God of mercy. He's a God that will see you through any problem, any trial, and any circumstance that it is that you are going through. But we must first take him at his word. We must acknowledge him in all of our ways. We must humble ourselves and depend on him, because he is a big God. And if he being a big God can do big things, and I know that he can do big things in your life, he can do big things in my life as well. And one other thing I want to leave with your listeners and my listeners too, is that, you know, not only we have to begin to separate ourselves, you know. Many years ago, a lady told me, she said, Wendy, and I didn't understand it at the time, she said, association brings on a simulation. And I mean, I was hanging out with this group of girls. They were all having like massive problems, you know, with everything that you can think of. And when she said association brings on a simulation, I did not know what she meant. But I remember thinking about it later on and thinking about some of the things that happened in my life, and some of the failures happened to me was because I was in association with the wrong clique. We don't need to be in cliques anyway, because cliques are not of God. But I was in this particular clique, and with this thing, these women were going through so much, and I'm going out to eat with them, I'm fellowshipping with them, and things like that. And that's not to say that we're not a fellowship with sinners in a way, you know, because I know that Jesus did sit at the table with prostitutes and tax collectors, but we have to be to a certain place in God when we begin to reach back and pull people. We have to be a little bit stronger than them, because if we're not stronger than them, then they can begin to pull us back. They can begin to influence us. So I want to encourage those that are listening today that if you are in association with people and these people are draining you, they're sucking all the blood out of you, they're doing everything they can to keep you beat down in spirit, then there comes a time when you might need to say goodbye. You might need to find yourself friends, you know, people in the body of Christ that are stronger, people that can help you, people that can pull you and push you to your destiny, people that can pour into you. That's why it's important to have a man or a woman of God to speak into your life and to speak over your life. And, I mean, those three things that I shared with you today, I know that it was probably more than three things, but those three foundational truths that I shared with you were some of the things that changed my life dramatically. And the very last thing that I want to share is to really just begin to speak the word of God. I know that, you know, many of us are going through circumstances and things of that sort, but no matter what you're going through, you're either in a storm, you're going through a storm, or you're about to enter a storm. Everybody is going, you know, the Bible says in Romans 3:23 that we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We all are going to go through issues, trials, setbacks, disappointments, and things like that in our life. But what we need to do, the Bible says that if you have faith, just as a grain as a mustard seed, you can say to that mountain, move, and it shall move. Now, I'm going to tell you, I speak to the storms that are in my life. Sometimes I'm home alone. I may be challenged with something, you know, that the enemy may be trying to bring on me, or just a test that I'm going through. But I begin to speak to those storms. You know, many of us, I was a wayward child when I was very young, and I was 16, 17, 15. I mean, I caused my parents just much stress, you know, at times. But what my mother did, she not only prayed for me, but she spoke to the storms in my life when I wasn't available to do it because I was in the world. And so I want to encourage you all today to speak to your storms. If you're going through financial adversities and situations, I mean, I know this may sound crazy, but pick up your pocketbook and say, in the name of Jesus, I command money to come to it. I command my bills to be paid in the name of Jesus. Our God is a God of big miracles. He can do anything. And begin to work toward it, because faith without works is dead. We know that if we're not working, if we're not, you know, having streams of income or thinking of new ideas and witty inventions come in, that sometimes that can be far-fetched. But we have to work toward it. We have to speak to our storms. And sometimes we're going through situations in our health. When we're going through those situations in our health, speak to your storms. Speak to the arthritis. Arthritis, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you. I command you, leave my body now. I plead the blood of Jesus over my arms and my legs. Fibromyalgia, whatever it is, high blood pressure, I curse you at the root. I ask, Father, that you will forgive my family back to the 100th generation of whatever has caused this sickness to come on me. And we need to begin to speak to our storms. Speak the word of God over our situations. Learn that scripture. Meditate on that scripture. Get in the word of God for ourselves. Study to show ourselves approved. And speak the word of God over everything that it is that we are going through. And I'm sure that God will give us the victory, and we will be able to triumph over anything. Not to say that we're not going to have disappointments, not to say that we're not going to have different failures in our life, but we know that all things work together for good to those that love God and those that are called according to his purpose. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Pastor Andre, you still here? Hello? Pastor Andre? Well, okay. I don't know what happened to the phone line. I'm not sure if I was muted out or if the call has dropped, but if
all of you that are listening. I'm grateful and I'm excited that you all join us today. And whether you're from Facebook or from, you know, his side of, you know, listeners and things like that, I truly appreciate you all for joining us today. And I pray that the Lord will do miraculous wonders in your life. And I pray that just the blessing of God will overflow in your life like never before. Father, I thank you right now for all of those that join us today and those that even are with us in spirit. We pray right now that you lead, God, direct, and that
Amen.
You will have your
Amen.
Way. And we pray all these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Yeah, what happened was I had to switch over. I was talking, but we didn't realize that they had the phone on mute over here. So we're here, praise God. I want to thank God for you, woman of God. Amen. What a powerful word, amen, that you gave, that God used you, amen. I mean, you touched on so many different areas. Matter of fact, you know how God moves sometimes, that the switchboard was so lit up, amen. There was people were calling in, and they could not even get on. I had to actually open up my conference line and tell people to call in on my conference line just to listen to the broadcast. That's how many people calling. We are actually we was at 82,000, something like that. We're around 84,000 listeners. Amen. We thank God on today that the word of God is just moving powerfully, you know. And you spoke and touched on a lot of different things. Amen. But one of the things I like that God told me some time ago, he said, watch your diet. You know, and I said, well, God, what do you mean, watch my diet? Well, God was saying, be mindful of the people, the things that you put into your spirit, the people that be around you, because it can contaminate you, my goodness. And you came at it in a different angle, but it summed up pretty much the same, praise God, and speaking into your life situation, speaking into your life, those things that are not as if they were. You got to speak life into your situation. Being around people, amen, that's going to encourage you, people that's going to give you flowers while you're still alive, people that are going to not hate and try to be like backstabbers and dream killers and vision murderers, but people who are going to support you, amen. You know, so I thank God for that word on today, my goodness. And for you that just joined me, my guest today is no other than Prophetess Wendy Key, my goodness. She is actually the founder of Woman to Woman Ministries, amen. And I want to let you know, praise God, that if you're listening today and you're on the internet, I know we have some that's, like I said, in the conference lines. I hear the folks joining me over there, amen. I want to let you know that if you miss any part of the broadcast on today, I want you to go to my Facebook page or go to Wendy Key on Facebook. Amen. And you can listen. You'll see the photo. Click on the play button. It's going to open up another play button. It's going to pop up. Just click on that, and you'll be able to hear the whole broadcast in its entirety. Amen. And once again, I want to also remind everyone that's listening that on tonight at 11 p.m., praise God, that we will have our Prayer Warriors International. As we have a Prayer Warriors International Ministry, we have our prayer line at 11 p.m. on tonight. So I want to invite you, amen. Look on my Facebook page. You'll see the information. You'll see the phone numbers. But the number is 712-775-7035. Once again, area code 712-775-7035. And when you call that number, you're going to be prompt to put in the code. Just put in 706-559-POUND. Once again, 706-559-POUND. Amen. We're on the Eastern Standard Time. Amen. So 11 p.m. sharp. Amen. If you'd like to contact this powerful woman of God, please go to her website, www.wendykeytv.com. Once again, that's www.wendykeytv.com. WendyKey.com or go to our email, prayingforyou@WendyKey.org. Once again, that is prayingforyou@WendyKey.org. Amen. If the word for today, radio broadcast ministry, has been a blessing to you and you have been blessed and you've been enriched and has really empowered your life and you'd like to continue to sow into our ministry, you may do so by going to, amen, our website at www.citywidecog.org. That's www.citywidecog.org. Woman of God, I appreciate you. Thank you so much for joining us on today. Amen. I am so humbled. What a powerful word. I'm definitely going to wind up listening to this again. Now, you know, also, you do a few other things, too, that we didn't even mention. Amen. I mean, you do consulting. You consult individuals on how to write and publish books and marketing and everything else. There's so much. I'm going to have you come back on one day so we can just talk about that area that you also are expertise in. Praise God.
Well, praise the Lord. To God be the glory. And I'm just appreciative, and I thank you so much for inviting me. And, I mean, God is truly amazing. And He really is. And, you know, I just continue to pray and sow into your ministry as well.
Amen. Well, once again, beloved, we thank you so much for joining us. Listen, tomorrow, if you're listening to me, I want you to tune in tomorrow. A good friend of mine, Joe McRae from the Joe McRae Production. He is an actor, a playwright, producer. He's actually working on doing a gospel sitcom to be on the TV networks. Well, him and the cast are coming on again. This is an encore presentation. Praise God. You need to join me at 5 p.m. He has the brand new play called Jesus Loves Me. It will be playing in the city of New Jersey, actually the state of New Jersey. The city is New Brunswick. New Brunswick, New Jersey, amen, at the Tony Award winning theater called The Crossroads Theater. I had the pleasure of meeting him about 6 years ago when I was doing a fundraiser for the community center out there in the city of Plainfield, New Jersey. I did a show called God Made Me Laugh. It was a comedy show, amen, a gospel comedy show, and I happened to meet him about 5 or 6 years ago. And let me tell you, this man is truly anointed, appointed by God to do what he do. He has some powerful plays, and I'm just excited to have him back on tomorrow with the cast. We're going to have a marvelous time, praise God, so join me at 5 p.m. Well, listen, beloved, we're about to get out of here. We're way over 5:30, amen. But I just want to thank you for joining us on today. Listen, beloved, until we meet again, this is yours truly, Apostle Andre Thompson. Kingdom blessings upon you and your family. God bless you. Thank you so much once again, Prophetess Wendy Key. You have truly been a blessing. May God continue to enrich your territory and bless you and your family. Until we meet again, good night.